What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Cologne Podcast.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan.
We're two best friends. We're going on a fragrance journey. We're smelling throwback fragrances yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going all the way back to episode 35. This is our first revisiting of a fragrance, I think.
Yeah, we've had people request that. And this one, it has some good reasons why we're going back to it.
Yeah, we got to. I've got a reason from Fragrantica, Ryan. From Yazakashba.
All right.
Who says, lots of squeaky clean laundered linens with a hint of cheap iced tea. If you like fresh and nothing else, this is it.
Damn, he really just painted for me, because I've got quite of experience with this fragrance now. He kind of hit that mark a little bit, but at the same time, I don't know, is he fully right? I don't know.
And it's a negative spin on it.
Yeah.
To some people, hey, that could be great.
What's wrong with clean linen?
Yeah, with fresh, crispy, and some cheap iced tea just spilled all over it. Could be Slurpee. We're going to find out. But first, we've got to go back in time and talk about that 90s Ralph Lauren polo we got to smell, courtesy of our friend Forbes.
Yes. Hit the music, Todd.
Yeah. One night stand review.
Yeah. One night stand. It wasn't me that did the voice.
No, it was me. Being sexy. Not.
Well, Mike, after spending the night with Polo by Ralph Lauren, the vintage bottle.
Yeah, look, I get it right here.
What do you have to say? Because we just came back in here, and it's been a minute since we smelled it. And first off, this vintage shit is still in the tester strip.
Loud AF,
and it smells fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't just like, I'm not playing this up, by the way.
No. He's being serious. I'm looking at his face. He's deadpan.
I'm looking at his big, dumb, stupid face.
Stupid, ugly face.
It is legit amazing.
Yeah.
And when we got done with that episode that day, even throughout the day, we were like, man, this thing is hanging on. Now, again, is that old formulation? Is that old shit before they got rid of real civet glands or something? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. There's no telling. I mean, it has something to it that has not been replicated. Reformulation? Yeah, reformulation of fragrances like this, others. I mean, we haven't smelled this one.
Yeah.
But they just don't do what these did.
No.
I haven't ran into one where I was like, oh man, this smells like quintessential 90s.
This one's it, dude. This smells incredible. Now, here's the thing. We're revisiting our decision. I think I said hard sample to a possible buy.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to keep that and say, this is for sure, without a doubt, easy layup. Nobody's in front of you. You're somehow Michael Jordan right now. And there's no way you're going to miss. This is an easy sample, right?
Okay.
To a very possible buy. The reason, though, I'm saying sample, it's not because, like, I need to make sure it smells good. This motherfucker smells good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I need to make sure the new batches are, you know, pretty good.
Yeah, close enough.
If they're close enough to this, this is a certifiable lock of the century buy for me.
You would get this. You would wear this.
Very loud, kind of very upscale, wearing almost like a badass suit kind of vibe now. I mean, I feel it. I don't even feel like it's an older person now. I feel like it's like 35 and up.
Yeah, I think it does what anything hyper-concentrated would do, which is right out of the bottle, it's loud, it's slapping your nostrils back and forth. It's wake up!
Yeah, yeah.
But then after it dries down, it is really nice.
Very nice.
Still hyper-masculine, still leans mature, but the dry down isn't as mature as that, like,
initial, yeah.
Yeah, the initial smells like you just shaved and you still need to shave, you know?
God, this is badass. This is so badass.
Yeah.
Good job, Forbes.
I don't know how he got this thing. We had mentioned in the episode, too. It's like, I don't know where it came from at all.
This has been sitting on his shelf in the shop.
Yeah.
For a year or more.
For sure. Yeah.
Fucking incredible. Okay, well, there you go. There's our one night stand review of Polo, the green bottle, vintage Ralph Lauren.
Hey, also, we have vintage Drakkar Noir and discontinued Tom Ford sent to us.
We got to hurry and get up on those, dude. I got to smell this vintage shit. I got to smell what it used to be like.
Yeah.
Before it got watered down.
I don't know if you guys remember, but early on in the episodes, I mean, this was like within probably the first 10, 15 episodes. I want to say I started talking about Tom Ford by Tom Ford. And at the time, they were discontinuing it. It was just like a good smelling men's fragrance. It didn't do anything spectacular. But after they discontinued it, I think this does it for a lot of people. You kind of then are like, ooh, now you really want it. I want it because I can't have it. It's out of reach.
Yep.
And we're going to find out.
You want what the heart can't have.
Exactly. But the question is, just because it's hard to attain, does that actually make it valuable? Hmm. Or is it just hard to attain?
I think that should be a fragrance philosophy episode, Mike.
Ooh.
You're trying to put too much on this episode. I can't allow that. We got to lock this behind a paywall and everything else.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, then in that case, let's mosey on over to Nishane's Wulong Cha, The Revisitation.
By the way, before we spray this, this episode is definitely been brought to you by
Kajal.
That's right. Mo was very kind enough, as we said. He helped out with the trip to Italy. Could not show enough gratitude to this guy.
To be fair, they didn't even ask to like sponsor episodes.
Correct.
Again, they just wanted to take care of the podcast because those guys care about us. They care about the podcast. We're just trying to communicate that to you guys. If there's anybody out there that loves us, loves you guys, wants us to keep doing what we're doing, it's Kajal. And they have opened up the door to multiple interview episodes we're going to have in the future with some of your favorite fragrance influencers and enthusiasts.
Yeah. And also, we had told y'all, I think an episode or two back, that we're going to do the Lamar Caviar.
Yeah.
And we're still going to do that. Obviously, things happen. We've moved past that now. We're going to be doing it. I think let's do that next episode.
Okay.
After this, because I'm wanting to record kind of like my first time experience with it as well.
Right. Because not only is it a full bottle, so you want to see the presentation, but also this is just a different vehicle
for sure
for the fragrance to get on the skin. It's innovative. It's new. It's spectacular.
And I have not tried it. So I'm like super like pumped and ready to do it. But I want to record me interacting with it. I want you, the people, to see what I'm going to see for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? A little POV. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we love those, don't we?
You'll see these beautiful hands just making a nice presentation.
Oh, yeah. A little VR action. A little first person fragrance. Okay. Well.
And if you're in Texas, you're going to have to use a VPN to watch it.
One hundo. All right. Go ahead.
Fucking idiots. All right. You know that we got to use VPNs now. Fucking, mm-hmm. What is this, the Stone Age or something over here? Gonna freaking have my shit out looking at what they used to call that back in the day where cavemen drew on walls and shit.
Yeah, that's what they called it.
Oh. Here we go. Ooh, baby. God damn! So there's a reason we want to revisit this.
Yes.
It's because this fragrance is obnoxiously, which that's a good word for, that's a good word for me in the fragrance world. For me, I love this. This is obnoxiously loud. I mean, it is the loudest citrus fragrance I personally have ever smelled.
Yeah. Same. I started wearing it again. Fuck. Because, I mean, this is definitely like a warm weather fragrance. And, you know, we went through winter. We're just now getting into spring. And by the way, we're already in the 80s over here.
Hell yeah.
And then I went over, I had dinner with some friends and we told this on an episode or two back. His wife said, oh, gotta find a fragrance like this. This is a room scent that they put in some fancy hotel. and you can buy like the wallflowers that you, you know. And she let me smell it, and she was like, it's a white tea fragrance. And I immediately thought of Wulong Cha and then Renaissance by Zerzhov, which are, they're different. Renaissance seems spicier to me, but yeah, they both kind of have this citrus vibe. So after that dinner, I started wearing Wulong Cha again.
And look, let me tell you who the first person was to notice.
It was me. It was me.
So we might get back on the selfish health podcast, but we've been taking our health pretty damn serious. I have lost almost 17 pounds.
Man. Fuck.
But we've been walking a lot.
I've lost 5 pounds and gained 3 pounds of muscle.
Ooh, but man. Yeah. Hey, by the way, have you seen that Netflix show where they take the twins and they make one eat an omnivore diet and another one eat the other type of diet? And it's like they like look at their metabolic stuff.
No, I haven't.
Pretty interesting stuff on there.
I've been doing that with my own kids because I have twins. So I only let one eat a certain diet and I force the other. I'm kidding.
No. God, I don't even know where I was going to go with it. Now that you threw me off base of my thing. But yeah. We've been taking our shit serious.
Yeah.
And this guy's been wearing this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he heard me say something really good about it one time. You know, we were walking. I was trying to tell him, hey, it's the pleats. And
yeah, you were walking like bent over kind of in a weird way.
But this,
you know how jogging pants treat you guys. Come on.
So he's been wearing this religiously. And every time I'm like, man, this smells so good. But I will say right now, off the rip, it smells totally different.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing. It's funny when I wear it, I don't smell it like we do for an episode. And I'm picking up so much more right now when I'm actually focused on smelling it.
Yeah, right now I get more of the tea vibe than I get the citrus.
Same.
But when you've been walking by me, all I've been smelling, and it's nuclear, ladies and gentlemen, fucking nuclear. We're talking Oppenheimer, okay?
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm really bringing it today. I don't know what I did. Yeah, I like woke up on the right side of the bed.
You're a fantastic podcaster.
Right now, I really am a really great podcaster right now.
I'm proud of you. Finally.
So
I don't have to carry the weight of this whole thing.
But yeah, this thing is so fucking loud. And it's a citrus. So I smell like a citrusy, I don't know. I don't know if it's like lemon, orangey, both, zesty. I don't know. But it smells great. And it's like you can smell it from like 10 feet away. You're not hiding from anybody.
Yeah, it is shockingly loud, which we did the episode. If you want to go back and listen to our initial impressions of it, episode 35. So there's been over 230 episodes done since this episode.
That's scary.
And when I first smelled this, because growing up, my grandmother had rose bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just remember the smell of roses after it rained. It had this. The roses that you smell in a fragrance, to me, don't exactly match what it was like. At least the roses that we grew,
yeah,
pink and white, they had a certain almost this citrusy tea type quality after it rained. There's, yeah, just a lot going on. Of course, where we're at, even the weeds have tons of flowers. Like everything has flowers here, you know? The cactuses have flowers, the, you know, everything. So it could be just a mixture. But for me, it reminded me of that. I remember early on and I loved it. And I started buying decants of it. And eventually when we found discounters that had it for a good price, I bought a 50 mil of it. This is the second 50 mil that I've had and gone through.
Okay.
Because I love this fragrance. It's amazing.
It is. It is so loud, guys. It smells so good. Revisiting it now, I appreciate it more than I think I did the first time.
Yeah,
I really do. Especially now that I've smelled it a few times on you, I'm just like, that's a badass fragrance. It really is.
Yeah, it is incredible. And by the way, in the second bottle, I'm down to about maybe there's 10 mil, maybe a tiny bit more, 10, 15 mil left in this bottle.
Up close, this almost has, I can only think about it when I was a kid, and I almost feel like I must have said this on, I promise you I haven't went back and listened to it, but I'm going to check. It reminds me when I was a kid and you would go on hay rides, like in whatever. I smell a little bit of that hay. You're sitting in the back of a thing, you know, some idiot with a chainsaw fits in their gum, you know, just do something crazy.
Only it was like, it either didn't have the chain on it or it was a weed eater. Yeah. We used to do this. My family would have a, like a spook house you'd walk through. Yeah. It was just the neighborhood thing.
Yeah.
And it was just a like an open carport, but we blacked out everything with like trash bags and tarps and stuff. So you walk in and it's just pitch black.
Good Lord.
In there. And then we would just have two of our cousins with weed eaters without strings on them that would just fire them up, you know. And then, of course, if you're going through, like, if you're under, like, 10 years old, that'll scare the hell out of you. And then the rest of us are just, like, screaming like we're getting killed, you know? And you just walk straight through, and at the end, I don't know, you get, like, a mini crunch bar or something for, you know, taking 5 years off your life.
Look, guys, let me just go ahead and just settle your nerves for a second. Yes, that sound effect was legitimately him. I've always, he does that every once in a while. It is hyper realistic, and man, that was really good.
I do the pool.
Yeah, he does the animation for it and everything. Sometimes he does it where the core gets stuck a little bit. Yeah.
It's like low. You got to pump the little bubble.
Fucking hell. Oh, Lord. Okay, let's get to the price and trend of this thing.
Do it.
The price for 100 ml, that's going to set you back about 300 and some odd bucks.
Retail.
Yeah, that's retail. However, if you were to be like Mike, be a little savvy, now you might find it on the gray market, which he did, 100 ml, and got it for $120. For that price, whoo, that's great. And the trend, let me tell you, the trend has just been slowly gaining traction. I just think it's one of those fragrances. I think people are finally kind of coming around and they're going, wow, this is fucking good. So
it is weird that, and I remember saying back, and maybe it was multiple episodes ago, I don't remember. I remember saying it is low key, way underappreciated in the fragrance community. And it feels like it's slowly growing up. Maybe that's because last year they released the X version of it. Yeah, so
that's true too.
You know, maybe it's growing in attention right now, but it is really underappreciated.
Guys, I'm telling you, it's super good. It is so good. I kind of want to go over the pros and cons a little bit too that they have listed on Fragrantica. If you don't know what that is, it's a website. It's where we and a whole bunch of other weirdos just like us lurk and comment and talk to each other, show off each other's bottles. But you get to like rate stuff and say what you have in your collection. But you also kind of get to give like pros and cons. The pros for this, they say, is clean and fresh fragrance, high quality fragrance, suitable for both men and women. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And the cons were not suitable for those who dislike citrus scents. I can agree with that because it is a loud,
heavy, yeah. Heavy citrus.
Not suitable for those who can't. Okay. Not suitable for those who want alpha male fragrances.
Huh.
Wow. That's a weird kind of specific con. So is it saying if you don't want to be that alpha male out there, don't wear this because it's kind of intimidating?
That's strange. I got a compliment on this yesterday.
From me, right?
Well, and somebody else.
Who else? Who the fuck else told you about it?
Just a random passerby said, oh, you smell really nice. And I'm always curious what it smells like to people. So I actually just said, what do I smell like? I'm curious. And they said, cologne?
That's hey, you ask stupid questions, you get stupid answers, okay?
No, I think that's a great answer for people. I'm just always curious what they're like, you know, because me and you will try to break it down and be like, oh, this fragrance on my skin, when I get really close up and smell it, it honestly, to me, smells like I'm peeling an orange.
Mm.
Like more of that, like sharp zest.
Yeah.
Like you're breaking the skin.
Okay.
On the card, it's something different. On the card, it's got almost like that pine tree, and not like pine tree fragrance, but like you're literally out with a handful of pine needles. So that together is just so unique. I love it, but I'm always curious what other people kind of smell. But I guess some people just don't want to labor the thought of what it smells like. It just smells good, okay? It smells like a cologne. Get the fuck off me.
Oh, Lord. It does. It smells fucking great. Can I make a random rant?
Yeah, please.
This is totally off subject. I've already talked to you about it too, but I got to say it again. The movie Free Fire is fucking garbage. I implore any of you people out there, I think it's on Amazon Prime or whatever. Me and him were, you know, obviously had this weekend. It was a lot going on, but we also had some moments to chill. We were kind of texting each other back and forth. And he's like, I just saw the new movie Monkey Man. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I'm watching a fucking terrible movie. But it was so bad, I had to keep watching it. There is a movie, guys, that has Brie Larson, the main character from District 9. I can never remember his name. South African accent. Really great actor. Some other actors that are good. It's a movie about a shootout that happens in a warehouse. And that's it, guys. That's fucking it.
No, like, hard-hitting story points or plots or anything like that?
Not a damn thing. I mean, for almost what feels like 2 hours straight, it's all in one warehouse, a shootout of a gun deal gone bad. It's in the 70s. Everybody's got handguns, unlimited ammo. People get literally shot in the fucking head. And somehow they're still alive and walking around. Everybody by the end of this movie, I could not make this up.
They're using those like little knee scooters you put yourself on.
Yeah. Everybody's gravely injured. And then, you know, just that's all it is, this grueling, like everybody's trudging through the shit pipe, like Andy Dufresne or something, and shooting guns. It's like the slowest, dumbest shootout I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe it got produced. It's garbage. Save yourself the hassle.
Who directed it? Like a high schooler?
Fuck, man. I don't know.
That's like every short film we ever made in high school was just like no plot points, just all action.
Legit, whatever you made in high school, it was an Oscar compared to this shit. Dude, it was atrocious to have this kind of caliber actors in just a terrible movie. But then, you know, it's just, I have to get off my chest. I've vented to you, but I want the world to know that me, Ryan of the Cologne Podcast, hates that fucking movie. And I think it was a British guy who's directed a couple of, like, you know, thug, British thug type movies, which I think went over well. But this one, just like, dude, shit in the bed is not even like a statement here. It's just like, it was coming out of both ends. Okay. It's just fucked.
Well, that's the polar opposite of Monkey Man, because I felt like it had a great story to it. And the action was phenomenal. And it was a directorial debut.
What's that guy's name?
Dev
Patel?
Yeah.
And that's the guy, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's a great movie, Green Knight.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite movies, got to be the best Christmas movie of all time, apart from Die Hard.
What's that?
Die Hard?
Wait. Oh, no. Does it say that part again? I didn't understand how you said the sentence.
No, it's got to be the best Christmas movie of all time. And then I made a cheeky little joke about Die Hard.
Wait, so which movie is the Christmas movie besides Die Hard? Is it Green Knight?
The Green Knight.
Green Knight's a Christmas. Oh, yes. Hey, sorry, man.
Have you even seen this movie, Ryan?
Hey, dude, get off me, dude. There's a lot going on. Okay, now I remember, yes.
Which circles back around to the pine needle scent that we have here in Wu Long Chao.
He's desperately trying to get off the movie subject now. I can see as soon as I mentioned, he's like, oh, great. Here we go. He's got to fucking
No, I think that's what makes this podcast fun. Not actually doing the podcast. It's just complaining about stuff.
Mike, are you going to skip it?
Who's wearing it, Ryan?
Oh, shit. It's definitely...
He's right under 6 foot. You know, he's wearing boots, 6 foot, half an inch.
It's definitely, I think, 30s and up.
Yeah.
Very citrusy. I think you're...
Or if you're younger, it's summer fragrance. You got the button up out on the beach.
Look, if you got your shit together and you're, you know who you are. You know who you are out there. You're walking down the beach. You got
sexy.
Yeah, real sexy. You got the fucking, that little see-through white, you know, beach shirt that for whatever reason never looked good on me because I have a chest piece tattoo and my nipples show through it. But it's like these guys.
Nobody likes male nipples poking out.
Nobody. But you're just walking the beach. The breeze is coming through, and it's doing that wind thing to your shirt. It's like that, you know what I'm saying?
It's just fanning the fragrance out to the world.
And everybody you're walking by, I don't care if it's a man in a Speedo or a woman in a thong, they're like, that guy smells good.
Oh, they're complimenting you.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I got to brag on this compliment. And of course, it's maybe a little taboo to say because it was at the funeral. But I decided to wear Leighton. I feel like Leighton is a good fragrance for you want to smell good, but it has that like almost medicinal type menthol smell added to it that makes it appropriate to be in a more professional setting as well. I'm wearing Leighton. I go to sit down and I'm sitting down next to, it's in this order, my friend, his girlfriend, then me on the pew. And as I sit down, his girlfriend looks over at me and says, "You smell really good." Looks over at me and says, "Wow, you smell really good."
I thought you were visiting to clean this up and make it, I don't know, cordial. Fucking go ahead, dude. Go ahead. Yes. Yeah, so she says you smell really good.
Yeah. And I look over and say, "Well, thank you."
Okay.
And she says,
"Modest Mike."
Yeah. "No, thank you."
He did smell good that day because we stopped here before we left. Yeah, you smelled really good that day.
And you said, "Leighton?" Yeah. I said, "Yes, sir."
And you said, "Thank you." And I said, "No, thank you. Oh, shit. Okay. Are you going to skip it?
Sample it?
Or buy it?
What are you going to do, Ryan?
Well, you've got this much left. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of spoiling your answer here.
Yeah.
Spoil it?
Spoil it.
He's buying this thing because he done bought 100 ml of it.
Yeah, it's out for delivery today.
Yeah, he's about this fragrance. So for me, I'm in close proximity to Mike. I know I will run into this and be able to sample it more, but it's leaning pretty damn close into the buy territory, especially for that price because this is super loud. And for whatever reason, smells completely different than what I'm smelling it close up like this. From a distance, all I really get is mainly a little bit of the tea, but it's mainly citrus.
Yeah, it's like the closer you get, the better it gets.
It smells great.
It's hard to beat. And God, at that price, this is one of the only citrus fragrances that we've said lasts so long.
Mm-hmm.
You almost wonder.
It's the only one I can think that lasts this long. This lasts forever. You know, all your YouTube friends you watch and they're all like, this thing's a pretty much a 12-hour beast mode and all this stuff. Hey, look, this thing is legitimately, look, if it doesn't work on your skin, there's something wrong with you. Drink some water.
Yeah. The other day I sprayed this on and as soon as Ryan smelled it, I heard his panties hit the floor. Certified panty dropper. Ryan's panties. Oh. And I was like, I got to keep wearing this.
Oh, my God. Look, guys, it's been a really wild few weeks. We've seriously been really appreciative of all you. And we've gotten quite a few new Patreons, which is, if I'm being honest, is a little shocking because I feel like we haven't been able to put our full gusto out there.
Right. Yeah. We had, obviously, your father passed and then Forbes passed. And
yeah.
It was kind of back to back.
Yeah. So we have, I feel like we've neglected everybody.
Right. Yeah. And I'm just glad to see that you guys are holding strong in there, that actually new people have showed up. And if you're new to Patreon, then you have a lot of content still to consume. But we're back in the swing of things. In fact, we just posted another Patreon exclusive episode.
Yeah.
So you've got that up there to listen to, which was a Cartier fragrance that we were really impressed with. And that one was a discontinued fragrance. We have just the best listeners. You guys are sending us the most fun, exciting things to smell. We are so grateful for that. We're so grateful for you Patreons. We said it a couple episodes back, but for real, your response to helping the family out on the GoFundMe, like, we cannot thank you enough. Shocked at how quickly you guys jumped in to raise, at this point now, over $19,000 for his family.
Crazy.
We could not be more thankful, and especially to you guys as Patreons who we sent that out first. You were the first responders to that sort of a thing. So we appreciate that. Got some fun stuff coming up. As you guys know, we had, because of everything that went down, we did have to push the live back. So we've got the live coming up for Patreons only, plus lots of exclusive content. And we're just grateful to have you there.
Yes. And until next time,
spray it up, y'all.